This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Well, the president of Spokane's chapter of the NAACP resigning amid the controversy over her racial identity. Rachel Dolezal issued a statement saying that she is still committed to her advocacy work.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, June 16th, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. More rain, still reeling from the record rainfall in May. Texas is back in the bullseye as Tropical Storm Bill closing in on the Texas Gulf Coast this morning. As far as tropical systems go, they say Bill is not terribly scary. Wind gusts will top at 50 miles an hour, but it's the rain that has authorities worried. It is expected to dump 4 to 8 inches in eastern Texas.
Where's all that water going? Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
We still got water left.
I know.
From last week.
They still have high water in some areas. And, of course, the state is still soggy from last month's record-setting rains. And they say that this will probably go through the state of Texas and into Oklahoma. Prosecutors have called in the Texas Rangers to investigate the incident in which the white police officer seen on video pushing a black teenager girl to the ground and waving his gun at other black teens.
Yeah.
This is the June incident involving the McKinney police officer Eric Casebolt and has sparked criticism. He has resigned. But on Monday, the county district attorney said he has full confidence in the McKinney Police Department's ability to investigate. However, he believes an independent investigation will add an important layer of transparency to the process. So they're bringing in the other law enforcement agency. That would be the Texas Rangers. As you heard, Rachel Dolezal, the Spokane, Washington, yes, chapter president of the NAACP, resigned yesterday following the controversy surrounding her racial identity. And as you said, Tom, there was some question as who she'll talk with today on NBC. But as of right now, the interview with Matt Lauer was kind of up in the air, but as of right now, they're saying that she is scheduled to talk with Matt Lauer this morning on the Today Show. After that, she'll speak with Savannah Guthrie for the NBC Nightly News and Melissa Harris-Perry for MSNBC. Yes.
Let's see. Her parents were on ABC yesterday?
ABC, yes. Yes.
Okay.
And a lot of other things have come out about Rachel Dolezal, but hopefully we'll get some information today from her and directly from the horse's mouth. They shared more than just an escape plan. The married prison worker Joyce Mitchell had prison sex with each of the inmates
prison
that she
sex.
Helped escape. That's what they're calling it. She first got with the convicted cop killer David Sweat, whom she supervised in the sewing shop. That would be as a tailor, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And he got transferred out of the shop after an inmate told the authorities about their relationship. And she landed with his friend Richard Matt, who was supposed to be the well-endowed guy. And so now she was in court yesterday.
So they did a threesie?
No. No, she was with one.
And then
he
the
was
other.
Transferred. Then she got with the other.
Okay.
She fell in love with the second one.
The one is well endowed.
Well endowed, yes. It
happens to me all the time.
And he. And the Chicago Blackhawks are the Stanley Cup champions as of last night. And tonight it is the
Cleveland
game.
Cavaliers.
The light-skinned assassin, baby.
That's right.
That would be the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. Those are your headlines.
David is next, 17 before the hour. This is the TJMS.